Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, a Chicago craft brewery that works to innovate new ways to brew and age beer. More at gooseisland.com. You don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later on in the show, Jim, we are going to talk about two geniuses. That is not a word I use lightly.
No.
I mean, you reserve it for only special people. Captain Beefheart and Cecil Taylor certainly qualify.
That's later in the show, Greg, but first, some new music.
You look out the window while I look at you. Saying I don't know would be like saying that the sky ain't blue. And boots weren't made for sitting by the door. Since you don't want to stay anymore, you can have your space.
That is a little bit of Space Cowboy, a track from the new Kacey Musgraves album, Golden Hour. Greg, she has been a superstar coming out of the Nashville country pop scene for some time now, since breaking wide in 2013 with Same Trailer, Different Park, a title I love. But Kacey has been recording basically forever. Shortly after she could walk, she started playing the mandolin, started writing her own songs on guitar at the age of 12, was signed with great fanfare to Mercury Nashville in 2012, and like I said, broke wide the following year. Now comes this new album, which has quite a few things you wouldn't expect on a Nashville record. Among them, vocoders and disco beats. What is Kacey Musgraves doing? Let's play some of the music. We'll come back with our reviews. This is a track called Slow Burn by Kacey Musgraves on Golden Hour on Sound Opinions.
Born in a hurry, always late. Haven't been early since 88. Texas is hot, I can be cold. Grandma cried when I pierced my nose. Good in a glass, good on.
That is Slow Burn from Kacey Musgraves. The new album is called Golden Hour. You know, you've got that banjo in the background there, Jim,
yeah.
Sort of signifying, well, this is still a country record, kind of, sort of. She said she recorded some of these songs under the influence of acid, which you don't hear most Nashville country pop singers talking up.
And she took acid to a Tame Impala album,
yeah.
Which I just love.
And it's easy to overstate that, but there's a definite sort of dreaminess and wonderment to this song, Slow Burn in particular, that I hadn't heard before in her music. This is closer to sort of Harvest Era and Neil Young than a traditional Nashville-style record. I'm going to do it my way. It'll be all right if we burn it down and it takes all night. That sounds like a statement of purpose there to me. You know, I'm going to burn it all down if it takes all night. Now, she's not exactly burning everything down in this record, but as you mentioned, there are these little detours, you know, high horse with that disco bass line.
So why don't you giddy up, giddy up, and ride straight out of this town, you and your
Mother, which is kind of this reverie about her mother, thinking about her mother, and this sort of meta song about what it means to be a woman, what it means to be a mother
well,
in this world.
That track in particular, with her a solo at the piano, could be a Tori Amos
recording. It's really puts her out of that sort of Nashville pocket into something different.
And she's probably sitting there thinking about the time of slipping and missing her mother.
You know, the vocoder that kicks off Oh What a World, and giving that whole song sort of a spacey kind of glow. Rainbow is a song, ends the album. It's an impressionistic piano ballad. And she's draping it in those LGBTQ colors, you know? This very intentional statement about inclusiveness.
Let go of your umbrella, 'cause darling, I'm just trying to tell you that there's always been a rainbow hanging over your head.
It doesn't go as far as I'd like her to go, but man, I love the direction she's heading in. I think the next record is going to be amazing. This is a good record. I'd still recommend a buy it on this one.
It's a buy it for me as well, Greg. You know, we don't do a lot of mainstream country on this show, mainly because mainstream country kind of sucks. It tends to be overproduced. It tends to be pop in country clothing. It's country often only as a genre description for sales, right? But this is a young woman who grew up in a tiny East Texas town, Golden, then moved on to a broader world view and the bigger world of Austin, okay? She is not a Lucinda Williams. She's not in that tradition. She's a millennial, has this perspective that is pro-LGBTQ, is pro-psychedelic exploration, is open-minded, and is take no guff from the men in her life. Mm-hmm. Critics have been debating a line like, mind your own biscuits and life will be gravy. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, oh, you know, that's Hallmark card. No, I think that's pretty funny. I think that's her playing with our notions of what country, quote-unquote, should be. It's an inventive, guilty pleasure record, so a double buy it.
That is Good as Gold, a track from the new Sarah Shook record, Years. We just reviewed a mainstream country artist in Kacey Musgraves. Now we're going to be reviewing a record from an artist who's kind of coming very much outside the mainstream of country, but still working in that vernacular, Jim.
I can sense you working hard not to use the words alt-country, because yeah. I don't know if they mean anything anymore.
I don't know if they mean anything anymore either. I think it's a particular note, though, that she has got a rockin' band called The Disarmers, which she shares credit with on this record, Sarah Shook and The Disarmers. She describes herself. She is self-described as a vegan, bisexual, atheist mom in a country band from the South.
And you forgot civil rights activist.
Yeah, from North Carolina, to be specific. She grew up in upstate New York, you know, described as a very kind of cloistered existence, you know, homeschooled, very religious family. In her late teen years, she discovered pop music, and the rest is history. She's been gigging in the North Carolina area for about a decade with this very good band for the most part, but did not release a record until 2015 called Sidelong. It was eventually re-released in 2017, last year, by Chicago-based Bloodshot Records, which, you know, is the label most associated with that AC word that we described earlier, a hard-edged blast of country informed by punk. This is their sound. This is their kind of artist. So she now has a new record out on Bloodshot called Years. We're going to review it here in a second. Here's a track from it called Lesson from Sarah Shook on Sound Opinions.
Heartaches on long breaks. I learned from my mistakes. Hope you do too. Heart turns in slow.
That is Lesson by Sarah Shook and the Disarmers from the new album Years. It's ferocious stuff, Greg. As bands on the alt-country end of the spectrum go. I would put the Disarmers up there with Drive-By Truckers and Bottle Rockets for the ferocity of Ramones meet the Carter family, okay? And Sarah Shook is a great front woman and a wonderful songwriter. She has got a ferocious sense of humor. She has a lot of anger that she channels through humor with great melody. She is a punk rocker. You know, enough with the labels already. Everything Nashville related is label obsessed in terms of putting things in a box. I would love to see Sarah Shook and Kacey Musgrave share the same bill, right? I mean, because I think they have more in common than they have differences. Yes, this music is a little more raw and ragged. I prefer it that way, but I think the attitude is similar, and I think she's a heck of a presence. So it's a buy it for me for years.
Yeah, Sarah Shook's made a really impressive record here. I thought Sidelong was a good record, but this is this really ups the ante in a number of ways. Some people are complaining that the record sands down some of those rough edges. But man, I'm telling you, Eric Peterson's guitar and Phil Sullivan's pedal steel, the way those two instruments interact with Sarah's voice and with each other throughout this record is a thing to behold. This is a really, really good band.
I mean, this notion of sanding it down and polishing up, like, that's the difference between using a jigsaw to cut a piece of wood and a handsaw. What are you talking about?
I think mainly because all the songs aren't kind of blast furnace in your face. There's a more nuanced feel to these songs, but man, they got some edge to them. And the thing to me that really stands out is Sarah Shook's voice. She has really upped her game in that department. When I think of a song like Heartache in Hell, you know, man, she's crawling through some hell on that particular song. It's almost like a jazz vocalist, the way she's approaching. Like, she's living each word, each syllable in those lines,
well, you know,
and making you feel what she's feeling.
Damned if I do, damned if I don't. She's having these inner battles, and she's doing it in front of a microphone. And this is not a fake dialogue. She's wrestling with issues.
I'll be damned if I do. I'll be damned if I don't. I'll be damned when I try to find my own way back home. I'll be damned if I do.
You know, this is a record that you make when you run out of patience. Years and years and years I put into this relationship, and this is what I get, and this is what you realize, this is what comes out of it, these 10 great songs. This is a buy it record for me.
So a double buy it, and now we want to hear from you. Do you have opinions on the new albums from Kacey Musgraves or Sarah Shook? Call and leave us a message at 888-859-1800. After a short break, we'll get into our discussion of singer, songwriter, and visual artist Captain Beefheart. Then later, we'll pay tribute to the late free jazz artist Cecil Taylor. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
I'll be damned if I do. I'll be damned if I don't.